Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have a million jobs as you do.
There are some jobs.
People tend to, their demands on your time.
I enjoy working. Here's why I like working, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to take a lot of credit for being a worker. We have fun jobs.
Yeah.
But would I volunteer to do five jobs if I didn't like my job? Probably not.
Right. When I was a government contractor, with all due respect to the guys I was government contracting with, that was miserable. Just working for people that hated our guts and resented our existence and everything about it stunk and the bureaucracy. We had meetings about future meetings that we might have. I'm not kidding you. There was once where we had seven total meetings that I had to participate in actively and explain what my role was, and I had none. I was just there to be there as a warm human body with a beating heart about an office configuration, reconfiguration rather. In other words, now I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about where everyone was going to sit when they moved the furniture.
That's
seven
outrageous.
Different times we met.
I believe that because I've been in meetings that dumb here before. Not very often, but whenever we have to meet, and luckily we dodge a lot of those. But can you imagine how many meetings that are that useless our boss goes to?
Yeah.
I mean, he has this notebook he walks around with all the time, meeting to meeting to meeting. And I can't imagine any of them are actually necessary. That's really what radio is. It's just useless meetings and then a show that gets done during your time slot.
Yeah.
It's kind of it.
That's what business is in general, by the way. That's what working is.
Because everyone's trying to justify why they're there.
That's what it is.
Everyone needs to say, without me, this would be worse. So here's what I've been doing when you really haven't been doing that much. You've been doing a lot of Facebooking and
things. We need to meet. Actually, I would submit, with all due respect, no, we don't.
We don't need to meet.
Tell me what you're up to.
Do you remember when we were government contractors at the same company and we used to go get coffee at that Target all the time?
Okay, I'll play the role of Rory Scovel here. That joke fell flat. That's what I said.
Was it a Target or did I make that up?
No, it was inside the Target. So it's a weird complex at Skyline.
By the way, if anyone gets that joke, I love you. You're a P1.
Yeah.
If you don't, we can explain it. But Danny once got a comedian on the show named Rory.
One of my best buddies.
I wanted to call him Rory McIlroy. It's not his
name. You won't call him Rory McIlroy.
He's not. It's Rory Scovel is his name.
Yep.
He was in your wedding. You were in his wedding. You guys are friends. He's made it big and famous in Hollywood now.
And I'm here.
You're doing very well for yourself.
Marginally noticeable in certain social circles.
Well, you're doing well.
I'm okay.
You're a recognizable name in the market, and people like you, and you're very popular,
Some
and you're making tons of money,
me.
And you're happy with your wife and child. And
yeah.
It could be a lot worse.
Oh, that joke fell flat. Thanks,
you have
Danny.
The whole clip for me, so I'll kind of set it up.
Yeah, just play the whole thing.
So Rory comes on the show, and Danny was sized.
I'm so excited about this. My buddy is in a Will Ferrell, Amy Poehler movie.
He was in a movie where he had a big role with Will Ferrell.
Yeah, but he's got scenes with Will Ferrell. We were government contractors at this miserable place, just dreaming of not having to work. That's all we wanted to do, was one day have jobs where it wasn't work.
And you're doing it.
And we're doing it. Now, he's doing it at a much bigger level than your boy is, but still,
You're focusing on the wrong thing.
The dream has come true, is my point.
But you come in here, double gun pointing, Hall & Oates is playing in the background, you're hopping along, shucking and jiving, Rory's coming on the show, you're all pumped up.
So excited about
it. And I'm not joning, it's going to sound like I am, but like you are very proud of Rory because you're friends with him.
Yeah.
So you like claim him as your friend a lot,
yes.
If that makes sense.
Of course it does.
So you're like, hey, you know, Rory's in this movie. I'm like, yes. To the point where
his Netflix special is out.
Yeah. When I see him on Netflix or on TV, I'll text you. I'll be like, dude, I just saw Rory.
Right.
My first thought is you, and I text you. So he comes on, and Danny has been talking for a long time about how close these guys are, and this is the opening to the interview as if Rory had never heard of Danny.
That is right.
I appreciate the time. Do you real quick want to go get coffee at the Starbucks inside the Target? Oh, that joke fell flat. We used to work together at the Department of Defense, and we would get coffee every day at the Starbucks stand inside of a Target.
So, having heard that again, by the way, I think I was wrong the first time. My original claim was that Rory purposefully left you out to dry. It clearly cuts out the call does, because you can almost hear like the phone deadpan silence.
Yeah, I mean, he texted me afterwards and goes, oh my God, my phone cut out. I didn't hear what you said. I just didn't know what to say, and
but
I was silent.
But why does he laugh so hard immediately then?
Because I referenced what happened.
I understand.
And he laughed at it, because that is one of those inside jokes that's funny.
But if he had no idea what you just said, and he had no idea that a joke just fell flat, and you say right then and there, look at that silence. Hey, that joke fell flat. He laughs way too soon. In other words, it's almost like he knew that was coming. Play it again and watch how quickly he reacts with laughter to you saying that joke fell flat.
That is right.
I appreciate the time. Do you real quick want to go get coffee at the Starbucks inside the Target?
Silence.
So much silence.
But listen how quickly he laughs.
Oh, that joke fell flat. We used to work together at the Department of Defense, and we would get coffee every day.
Yes,
because he knows me. Of a target.
But he doesn't know what just happened.
But he knows that I am now beyond embarrassed, and I will think about it for the rest of my life. He knows that because, again, we are really good friends. This is what happens when you're really good friends. You know somebody.
Are you really good friends, though?
Don't be a jerk. Okay. You know that. You know that if something happens to me, there are certain things you go, like you could go home and tell Allison, that's going to bother Danny for 6 days.
Oh,
you know
that, many times.
Of course you have, right? Yes. And the same way I know you. We're like, if you were having a decent day and somebody disagrees with you about quarterback play on Twitter and you start going back and forth with them, I know when I go home. Now, I'm not necessarily going to talk to Megan about it, but she can ask me how the day was. I go, oh, Grant's probably still in a terrible mood because some goblin on Twitter got in his head and they argued for 17 hours. Right? You know each other.
Yes.
He knows that just tore me up inside like a ninja throwing star. He knows. Oh, that joke fell flat.
Here's the thing. You can hear when his phone cuts out.
Yeah.
As Danny is like finishing up at asking the question. So he maybe has an idea that a joke was coming.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he says, oh, that joke fell flat, he knows.
We've spent hundreds of hours watching each other do stand up. So he knows when I have a setup, like, hey, real quick, like he knows exactly what's coming.
Yeah.
Do you real quick want to go get coffee at the Starbucks inside the Target?
So you can hear his phone turn back on.
Yeah, you can hear the reanimation.
I think the thing that was so amazing is the wrong word. Because amazing feels like I'm happy about it.
You should be happy. It's funny.
The thing that was so great about that, I'll just use that, is you, I think, the night before came up with that line.
Right. Right. Yes.
You know, like, Danny's like, okay, I need a good intro.
This was it.
I need something to show Rory that I'm still a funny guy.
Remember our friendship, togetherness.
Yeah. Remember when we worked together? I'm the funny guy. You love me.
He got me that job, by the way.
He jumped in with both feet. I've never seen Danny shot out of a cannon like he was for that joke.
Yep. He jumped all the way in, Thommy, to the deep end of the pool. He submerged himself and laid at the bottom.
He upcuts himself, thanking Rory for coming on to get the joke out.
Right. That's true. Yeah.
So I appreciate, that is right. I appreciate the time. Do you real quick want to go get coffee at the Starbucks inside the Target? Matt Williams-esque silence.
It's almost as bad.
We bothering you guys?
The reason it might be worse is because he is one of your best friends.
And I'm not friends with Matt Williams. He's always been very nice to us, very gracious.
Remember when he
called us at the Super Bowl and invited us to his house?
That was a weird bit.
Wasn't that crazy?
I forgot about that. Yeah, we're at the Super Bowl and Matt Williams just randomly calls in to invite us to come to a party at his house.
It's okay, we're not bothering you guys. Come to my house for a party.
Is that before or after he yelled at you?
It was way after.
It was?
Way after, yes. Way after.
Do you think he knew that you were the guy that interrupted him that one day?
Because we've talked about it actually several times after that fact. And like he goes, you guys make such a big deal out of that. It was fun. And I go, I know. Because deep down, we both know that it actually really wasn't my fault.
Oh, that situation. Know that.
He definitely knows. He knows who was talking. He knows what it was.
I'm so sure.
Well, I'll tell you that. He knows.
Rory McIlroy has only been on the show once. We didn't even get to ask him about golf.
It may never again. By the way, Rory Scovel loves golf. It's a weird bit. Yes. He would love what the junkies talk about 3.5 hours.
We should get him on to talk about it. And then you should say, remember that time that we went to Target?
I'll try to make an inside joke that, A, no one else would get, and B, he'll just poker face.
Did I tell you I watched a Netflix special his recently, and he had a hilarious joke. He got in an Uber.
Stop it.
And there was a baby in the back.
You did not 230 me on this one. I saw it coming.
No, you didn't.
You had a grin.
He sat in the back seat.
What was it like?
And there was a car seat in the back. With a baby in the back.
With a baby in the back.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Redskins midseason MVPs on offense and defense next right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.